here's an article, Doran, on Pro Football Focus. It's titled Realistic Trade Predictions for Six Veterans Who Could Be Moved During the Draft. Do you understand the concept?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Do you understand it?
Yeah. Oh. It's all in the headline there. It's a very long, wordy headline. I think it spells it out for everybody. Realistic trade predictions for six veterans who could be moved during the NFL draft. A Steeler is listed here, Doran. Pat Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth is entering a lame duck year. My prediction, I think most people would say, is he's going to get a contract extension this offseason and probably not have to break the bank. I know that the tight end with the Lions got paid, Hockenson, right? And last offseason, we're all thinking, man, if Freiermuth has a good year, he's going to make a lot of money. Well, he didn't have a good year. He didn't stay healthy. And when he was healthy, well, the quarterback situation was so bad that, well, the statistics were very bad for Pat Freiermuth. He's a lot better of a player than those statistics would indicate. And he's more of a durable guy than just one season's worth of injuries would show. I think Pat Freiermuth is an absolute necessity in an Arthur Smith offense. And you can speak to that way better than I can. You need blocking tight ends. Freiermuth's not a great blocking tight end. But if you trade Pat Freiermuth for a day three pick, which is what was written here on PFF, you know what you've just done for yourself? You've created another hole.
Yep.
Because you've got two tight ends on your roster right now, man, that aren't going to catch the football. Darnell Washington, last year's third-round draft pick, and Michael Pruitt. Those are blocking guys.
Mm-hmm.
You need a guy who's going to catch the football. If you trade Freiermuth, you ain't getting a guy who can catch a football.
Well, it's more than just a hole in your roster and on offense. It's you're losing your, as we sit right now, your number two weapon. Like, we talk about getting a number two wide receiver. He is your number two wide receiver as we sit right now. You would lose that. I mean, he's not your number two weapon, obviously, if you're running backs, but I'm talking about throwing the ball-wise. If you look at the roster right now, George Pickens, then Pat Freiermuth is going to get the next bulk of targets. You get rid of that, then it grows into what you're saying, another hole in the roster. Now you got to get a tight end who's not, I mean, you're not going to get one in the first round. You're not going to get one in the second round.
And it's not a great tight end class.
Not a great tight end class. And then, you know, you're just SOL, basically. You're creating a lot more for your offense and Arthur Smith to have to get creative. And I think this is an absolute no.
We used to have Brad Spielberger on with us every Tuesday at 8 o'clock from Pro Football Focus. And Brad is now, he's gone into the agency world. He is going to be doing player representation. He's going to be negotiating contracts, all that fun stuff. So he doesn't come on with us anymore. He's our friend. We love the guy. But now that we don't have him, I can say things like I'm about to say. What the hell is this PFF person even considering here? You're going to tell me, in an Arthur Smith offense, you're going to have, they want to play two tight ends a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have two tight ends, neither of whom are really pass catchers. Like, even if Darnell Washington becomes more of a receiving threat than he was last year, he's not dynamic.
Right.
He's a catch the ball and fall down guy. He's a red zone guy. And Mecole Hardman,
Michael Pruitt.
All right, real quick.
Mecole Hardman.
Real fast here. We have brought this up before. I am worse with names and pronunciation than anybody in station history, including Ron Cook,
yep,
and including Vinny Ricci. I can't even say his name right. I think I was going for, I guess, Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm. It's because he spells his name M-Y-C-O-L-E. Why did his parents do that to him? Why couldn't he be Michael like the rest of the Michaels? At any rate, the point still stands. You can't play two tight ends all the time and then basically only be extra offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, let's say you trade Pat Freiermuth for a fourth round pick. You will probably have to draft a tight end. That guy's not going to come in as a mid-round pick in a really not great tight end class and be a receiving option for you.
Right.
I don't know that I want to pay Pat Freiermuth big bucks, but I also don't want to create another hole on my roster in what is now a win-now team. Like, it was before, if Kenny Pickett were here, it was a developed Kenny Pickett year again, probably. Like, what are we going to get out of Kenny? And you'd want weapons. But it's also a win-now year because you've got a 36-year-old quarterback. You're going to trot him out there and he's going to throw the ball to Mecole Hardman? He's going to throw it to Michael Pruitt? He's going to throw the ball to Darnell Washington? No.
No.
Doesn't make any sense.
Not at all.
Tomorrow we'll talk about some guys. I'm already teasing ahead to tomorrow. We'll talk about some guys who could be maybe moved off the Steelers roster. I just don't see it with Freiermuth. Unless you were able to get a higher pick. Like if someone said, we'll give you a second round pick for him. Well, okay, then you consider it. But it was framed in this PFF piece as a fourth round pick. A day three pick.
I was gonna. I'll wait for tomorrow.
Throw a guy out.
One of the quarterbacks.
Get the hell out of here.
What? Somebody that gets desperate. Who? Denver. Wants maybe.
Well, Denver's collecting bad
Fields.
I was just gonna say, give him Russell Wilson right back. Denver's collecting bad quarterbacks as it is. Maybe you could interest them in Kyle Allen.